28-year-old Lieutenant Tony Gatlin of Oconomowoc says his unit had to scrounge for armor plating in local Iraqi markets to protect some of their vehicles, but he doesn't blame Rumsfeld for that.
When you're short stuff, you go out and you make do with what you can find and what you can come up with, and there's ways around it. It was a matter of, a lot of times, getting out there and finding it and making it happen.
Gatlin served a year in Iraq with the Madison-based 32nd Military Police Company and was injured twice by roadside bombs. He says while he doesn't look forward to being called up again to fight, he believes the war is necessary. Lack of armor was also a problem for the unit 24-year-old Army medic Joe Naylor served in. Naylor returned from Iraq recently and says armor for his unit's vehicles arrived only in the last 2 months before his tour ended.
I know that I lost friends that should not have died if we would have had the proper armor over there. I mean, we bought it off the economy, the Iraqi economy over there, and we put it on our vehicles ourselves.
Naylor says he was angry about Rumsfeld's comments that, quote, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you want. But he doesn't blame Rumsfeld alone for the deaths he says that lack of armor caused.
You can't blame it on one person. I mean, I blame the leadership, you know, and he's involved in that, but it's not proper planning. That's what it comes down to. And I just think it's going to get uglier and uglier by the day.
I think they ought to tell the American people, hey, it's going to cost you how many billion more, and be honest and say, it's going to cost this much.
John Straseski is from Beaver Dam. His son Kirk was the first Wisconsin soldier to die in Iraq. He says he talked with Marines in his son's unit who only got the body armor they needed 2 days before their tours of duty ended. He says military planners aren't being honest with the public about the cost of the war.
I don't care what it costs. A lot of these soldiers are 18, 19, 20. To me, they're kids, and they deserve to have all the protective equipment that we can give them.
Another soldier's father, Chuck Baim of Cambridge, says the Bush administration isn't doing enough to make sure the war effort is successful. His son returned from Iraq this summer after serving a year with a cavalry unit. He hopes he won't have to go back, but he says he thinks more troops are necessary to win the war.
And I don't think we've got enough people over there to solve the problem. Now that we're there, I think we've kind of taken this on in kind of a half-baked sort of an attitude towards the thing. I think too many kids are being killed, and I don't think our administration has done everything they should to make things safer over there for everybody.
The soldiers and families contacted for this story made their comments prior to Donald Rumsfeld's Christmas Eve visit to Iraq. Rumsfeld's supporters point out that he has made efforts to step up production and delivery of vehicle armor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.